From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Sammy Mack. The primary colored tents are up on Miami-Dade College's downtown campus, and that means one thing. Book fair is here. One of the authors returning to the book fair this year is Sherman Alexie. He's written award-winning novels, poetry, and short story collections about Indian characters living on and off modern-day reservations. His protagonists frequently have a deep, obsessive love of books. Alexie joined us from a studio in Seattle for a conversation on why, in an age of e-readers, books and book fairs matter. He started by talking about what he loves about the Miami Book Fair.
Well, it's like putting, you know, a bunch of geeky English professors in Bermuda shorts. I just like the notion of all that energy surrounding books.
How, for you, does something like the book fair change the way that we experience a story?
Books themselves are an individual experience, but the process of storytelling is about being in the group. So book festivals are actually, in a lot of ways, more old-fashioned than the books themselves. It's like sitting around a campfire listening to your favorite storytellers.
For a long time, you've had a reputation for kind of really dogging ebooks. In fact, I remember a funny rant that you gave as part of one of your talks at the book fair about how cruddy the e-reader experience was. And now you've got a lot of your catalog in digital format. What has changed?
The experience is still cruddy. What has changed for me is to reach a younger audience with my young adult work. Certainly, there's a lot more folks of younger generations reading electronically. But I still have the same issues. I still think the aesthetics haven't been fully explored or perfected. It doesn't mean I'm necessarily happy about the business aspects of it. I'm not, but I'm excited about the artistic possibilities.
I was reading your latest collection of short stories, Blasphemy, which has old and new stories in it. And I ran across a passage from the story Search Engine, where the main character, Corliss, is waiting in a bookstore. And I was wondering if you could read a passage from there.
Oh,
do you have your book with you?
I didn't. Nobody told me to bring a book.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait, so you're actually bringing this up on your iPad right now?
Yeah, Blasphemy. Yep. This is from a Search Engine. She walked through the bookstore that smelled of musty paper and moldy carpet. She scanned the shelves and read the names of authors printed on the spines of all the lovely, lovely books. She loved the smell of new books, sure, but she loved the smell of old books even more. She thought old books smelled like everybody who'd ever read them. Possibly that was a disgusting thought, and it certainly was a silly thought, but Corliss felt like old books were sentient beings that listened and remembered and passed judgment.
I think anybody who loves books can connect with that.
My house smells like this. My office smells like this. So the smell of books and paper and ink is all around me all the time. I probably smell like that right now and don't even realize it.
When you go to the book fair, what are you looking for?
I meet readers to hear the stories. People tell you things, very specific things about their relationship to your work and how one moment in your book can so echo something in their lives that your book becomes a part of them. And that symbiotic relationship is amazing and terrifying.
Sherman Alexie speaks at the book fair tonight at 8 o'clock. You can find more from this interview at WLRN.org. From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Sammy Mack.